She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
You're listening to Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off today. I'm Lisa Davis. And the other morning, I was trying to help my daughter who's learning how to type. Now, she's in third grade. I didn't learn until seventh grade, but as we know, the world has changed, and she was really struggling with it. So I made up a song about where her fingers go in relation to the different keys, and then she was much less cranky about learning it, because when you can use songs or books to teach your kids, what a difference it makes. So I am so excited to have Janice Dean. I'm sure you know her. She is known as a weather machine. You see her on Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network. She's been there since 2004, and she has written a couple of fabulous children's books. And today we're going to talk about Freddie the Frogcaster and the Big Blizzard. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've spoken with Janice in the past, and she is such a lovely person inside and out. And I'm a huge fan of Freddie the Frogcaster. Tell us, what made you think of them and why you wanted to make another book in this great series?
Well, the first one was Freddie the Frogcaster. I'm so lucky that you had me on your program when that came out. And, you know, exactly what you mentioned, we want to make it easier for our kids to remember things and to have fun while they're learning. And that's exactly what I wanted to do with these children's books. I don't think there's a whole lot out there that really helps kids understand what's going on in the weather, what's going on in our atmosphere. And I sometimes think that as parents, if I wasn't a meteorologist, I don't know if I would be able to talk about why a thunderstorm happens or why a blizzard, what kind of ingredients you need to make a blizzard, or even hurricanes or tornadoes. These are big weather events that happen that affect our children. And I just think we need to have a bigger discussion as parents, as teacher, as to why these things happen, to take the scare out of it. So that was my main purpose. I wanted to bring a really cute character, Freddie, who's been frogcasting since he was a tadpole, loves the weather, and anytime, you know, he has a birthday or Christmas, his parents know exactly what to do, get him something weather-related, and he's happy. They encourage his love of weather. And also, you know, he kind of teaches lessons throughout the book that it's better to be prepared at all times, as well as hard work pays off. So some of the big lessons that are in the book. The first book did so well, Lisa, so the second book is The Blizzard. But you don't have to live in a climate that has blizzards. It's really all about preparation, what to do, how to put an emergency kit together. And again, it doesn't have to be a blizzard. It can be any kind of storm that moves through. You should always have an emergency preparedness kit, not only in your house, but also in your car.
I completely agree. And Janice, I still remember, I think maybe it was first grade, my daughter came home and she was so excited to tell me all about the different clouds, the cumulus cloud and the nimbus cloud and the ones I can't pronounce. You can help us there. But she was so excited. I think kids really love learning about the weather.
They really do. And you know, when you think about it, weather is the one thing that connects us all. I mean, we all experience it. We judge what we should wear that day. We talk about what we should wear with our kids. What should we wear today? Should we bring an umbrella? It, you know, it influences our moods. It makes us happy. It sometimes makes us sad. You know, we want to go on a nice vacation where it might be warm or it might be cool. So it affects everything. And I think it is important to connect with our child by reading to them. So I think both of those things, the weather that connects us every day, it can also be very scary. And again, if we know what's going on and we can explain to our kids why things happen, it will help take the scare out of things. And it's a way that we can also connect with our kids.
That is so true. By the way, I'm still, until I read your book, I was kind of ignorant about what causes a blizzard. For people who don't know, without giving too much away, because they should get the book, but what are some of the factors that cause those huge, I mean, I still remember the blizzard of 78, my husband talking about it. I didn't live on the East Coast then, but that's still something people talk about.
Absolutely. And as a weather person, I think a lot of meteorologists will tell you that an event sort of shaped their career early on in their childhood. And for me, living in Canada, we had many, many winter storms. We also had ice storms that shut the city down for days, if not weeks. So a blizzard is a little bit different from a winter storm. You have to have a few ingredients. You have to have winds. Well, the National Weather Service says winds of past 35 miles per hour for a period of three hours, and you know, visibilities of a quarter mile or less, and a lot of snow and very cold air, you know, with wind chills, dangerous wind chills. So there's a lot of factors when you talk about what exactly the criteria for a blizzard is. But really, any big winter storm that moves in can cause some problems, especially with the weight of the snow on the power lines. The winds can take power lines down. So, you know, Freddie's big message is to be prepared, because you never know when the power is going to go out, and you don't know how long the power is going to go out. So if you do have an emergency preparedness kit, which Freddie likes to give to all of his friends, Sally Croker and Polly Woggins, the Frog News Network, they're his favorite place where they do the weather, you know, it's just a good thing to be prepared. One of my favorite expressions comes from our former president, John F. Kennedy. You know, the time to fix the roof is when the sun is shining. So, you know, it's time to get on it right now and prepare just in case the next storm rolls through.
Well, Janice, what are some of those things that we want to put in our kits?
A good start is a flashlight. It's always good to have batteries. A NOAA weather radio is something that every single person should have, just in case the power goes out and you put batteries in the NOAA weather radio, and it will tell you where the watches and warnings are, what to expect, what schools are closed, really important information. NOAA weather radio is really, really something that I advise every single person to have, as well as blankets. You should have a water supply of up to or past 3 days, certainly non-perishable food items. Those kind of things are always helpful to have in an emergency preparedness kit.
I think it was 2 years ago, we had a weird winter storm a day before Halloween, and we lost power for 9 days because a power pole across the street landed on our house. Luckily, our house was fine, and it was tough. Those were a tough 9 days. It was cold.
Exactly, and you never know. You just don't know. A storm could roll through, and something like that can happen. And I think, you know, not only to be prepared at home, but also know what to do if your kids are at school. I mean, do you know where you would go, or who you would contact, or do your kids know who they might contact if they can't get in touch with you? So these are all things that we can do right now as parents to be sure that we know what to do, where to go, and who to call. If a storm does come through, or it doesn't have to be a storm, it can be any kind of emergency situation.
Yeah, it's so important to be prepared. And Froggy, the Frogcaster in the Big Blizzard, helps us with that. What has been the response from kids?
It is so great, Lisa. I have to tell you, not only kids, I mean, obviously I love going out and reading to kids, and they are just so excited. You know, I think a lot of parents don't realize, oh, well, if I talk to my kids about a blizzard or a hurricane, it's going to be scary. They're really excited about weather and why things happen. So, you know, I think the response has been fantastic, especially with the blizzard. Everybody, you know, likes a snow day the next day, even though they're going to have to pay for it, you know, in extra lessons or extra days when the summer comes. But, you know, it's a fun way to introduce an emergency preparedness kit, because blizzards sometimes, you know, are not as scary per se as maybe a hurricane or a tornado. But it all has the same message, and that is be prepared as much as possible. But the kids love it, and as I go out to schools, I always ask them, you know, what my next book title should be, and they come out with such the greatest titles, and a lot of them want Freddie to become, you know, the next talk show host or TV show. So we'll see where that goes. So far, so good. The third book we were talking about is going to be out in July. So Freddie is going nationwide, and the third book is going to be about a hurricane, and it will coincide, if you can believe it. It's been 10 years since Hurricane Katrina, and I think sometimes we're a little bit complacent because we haven't had, I mean, if you live in the Northeast, you obviously know about Hurricane Sandy. That came through a couple of years ago. But we haven't had a major hurricane hit the U.S. in over 8 years. And I think a lot of people are complacent. So I want to make sure that kids are prepared.
Well, Janice, you're fabulous. Follow Janice at Janice Dean. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Janice, it was wonderful having you on. Thanks for listening, everyone, and be well.